17. My body held up strong, but my heart did not age with me. I never knew what was right and wrong. I had a six-string fiddle that would sing my woes, like the hole in the middle of my goddamn soul. Not a worry in the world couldn't get to me. Yeah, I was pretty damn sure I wouldn't see 18.
Keener, Fire and Brimstone here on Neo Rocks. Before that, you heard from Christine Jackson, By Your Side, Diana Chittister, Fire, and we started off the set with Meg and the Magnetosphere and Same Rain.
Yes, we did. Emily! Sometimes I just don't know what to say. Eric looks at me with those big puppy dog eyes, and I just don't
can't
know what to
it.
Say.
Well,
exactly.
I say the wrong thing so many times.
we'll catch you up off the air on what happened in the last segment. It was pretty funny. Anyway,
I'd love to hear.
Hi, Emily. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for joining us. You've been really, really busy.
I have. Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Appreciate it. It's been a very fun year so far, and I'm grateful for the busyness, definitely.
Wow. So, yeah, I mean, of course... You're here right now because you're promoting a video that you put out today.
Yes, yeah. Just released an in-studio performance of one of the songs off of my new record. It's called Lorelei, and we did it at Ohio Recording Company in Fremont. It's way out west, but Brennan is a great talent as a producer, and I'm glad we got to work with him. And Andrew Schaefer of Monocle did the video production, and we're really happy with it. So,
well, it's a really, really cool video. I had a chance to check it out earlier today. How long did it take you to actually shoot the video?
We did that in probably about 5 hours, I would say. Wow. We just kind of knocked it all out at once, did a bunch of takes, and that was it. So
now that you've done this one, are you planning on another one?
Definitely. Not sure what it's going to be quite yet. Haven't really lined up the next song, but I'm sure it'll pop up in everybody's brain soon enough, and we'll get working on it because videos are a whole lot of fun.
Well, that's awesome. Well, you handed us a CD here. When did this one come out?
That one came out in November. It's called Breakfast, and it's the second full length that I've done. And yeah, it's pretty representative of, you know, all the stuff that I've been writing and the things that I've been passionate about over the past year. So I'm pretty proud of it.
I see you have a download card, which I like.
Oh, that's thanks. Cool. Yeah, yeah. So there were a bunch of songs left over that we had acoustic demos of, but didn't really fit like the whole produced vibe of the record. So we just stuck them on their own EP and put a little download card in each copy of the physical one, so people can hear the acoustic side too.
Well, as you mentioned, you've been having a busy year, and of course, we have to mention you were on The Voice last year.
Yes,
we have to mention that, of course. So, take us back to that real quick. I want to skip past it all. When you got back here to Cleveland, what was the reaction like?
Man, it was very welcoming. First and foremost, I felt I felt very celebrated in the things that I had done, and people thanked me for representing the area. And I was really grateful to have the opportunity to do that because the area has done so much for me growing up and growing into my musical self, so to speak. So to be able to just get up on that stage and kind of represent what Ohio has to offer musically was really cool for me, and I'm happy it happened.
That's awesome. Well, I got to be honest with you before we play a song here. So I met you at Brothers Lounge a few weeks back, and before that I was thinking, I wonder what she's going to be like. You know, sometimes you see people and they're on TV and they're whatever, and I'm like, I don't know. I've heard really great things about her, but I don't know. And then I met you, and you're as modest and professional and awesome as can be. So
that's very kind.
Of course. Thanks. Of course. It's all true. So, again, you released a video today, and you're going to play us the song.
Yes.
That was for the video. Tell us about the song.
Mm-hmm. So this tune, it's one of my storyline songs, I like to call it. Sometimes I drop some interesting characters and write songs about them. So this one just kind of follows the story of Lorelai, and she's like a social misfit with a lot of realizations to be had in life, and you kind of follow her through that in the song. So yeah.
Excited. Here's Emily Keener on Neo Rocks.
Okay.
Lorelai held an unsteady job with the film developing shop on the corner of Higby and Thomas. Lorelai would hold her own hand when she would start to get lost, 'cause she knew nobody was as committed or honest with her heart as she was, yeah, yeah. Lorelai would stare at the photos and marvel at the scenes of the days gone by and the people long gone and the things she'd never seen. She saw a long-haired girl with a soul in her eyes, and I spoke to the soul of Lorelai, and she said, I wonder if I am as sad and lonesome as she was, yeah, yeah, as she was. Oh, her heart reminds me of a sadly changing moon. Oh, it's dark, but soon she'll be shining as brightly as she was. Oh, Lorelai didn't fall in love, she just fell into these obsessions, and she somehow always ended up on the wrong side of her lesson. So she'd start it over, she'd try again, and she'd end up in some lawyer's bed where the lies were as cold as the sheets and the loving as repetitive as she was. knees. Na 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 na. It had been a long time coming, but she never got past the thought. She walked out the door and she started searching for something beautiful, something more, and that was her way for the rest of her days. As curious as she was, as she was. Na 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 na.
Emily Keener here on Neo Rocks, and if you like the way that sounded, you can also see the way it looks.
Does the video follow Lorelai as well?
No, the video is just a live performance in studio with my band, so it's fun to watch. But I mean, yeah, I guess you can imagine Lorelai in your head. It makes you happy.
Well, where can we go to find that video?
So you can go to either my Facebook page or my YouTube channel, or you can grab links from Instagram or Twitter. My YouTube channel is Emily Keener Music. My Facebook page is Emily Keener Music as well, so it's pretty easy to remember. Got to post it up there so you can check it out and share it with your friends if you like it, or I mean, just keep it to yourself if you're selfish, you know?
And that's Keener, K-E-E-N-E-R.
Yep.
Just in case, you know, mm-hmm. You never know.
Exactly.
Emily, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thanks so much for having me, Jason. I really appreciate it.
We've got one last track, and I'm going to get this right. The name of the track is What We're About.
Yes, you got it.
On NeoRox.
Postponing all their hurt in their bait in their breath, waiting on a change. That's basically the new age. Everyone's sleeping, and we have all avoided anything to do with talking about how we can't just keep dreaming to push it all away. We need a pinch, we need a shake. some people.